We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simen Shin Samach Vav, Talachas of Erev, Talachatzer, where many people live in, Siv Gimel. This is on the bottom of Rish Lamed Mouth. It says, Mechaba, Abayi Shemenichim Boye Erev, the house where they put the Erev, ain't Tzorch Leitin Pas, you don't have to put bread. Vein Tzorch Shia Be'erev, as we continue to Be'er Shabbat Peruta, and it doesn't have to be in the Erev worth of Peruta. You don't put in the courtyard. El ba'bayi shara ledira has to be in the house that's fit to a dwelling. Lafuka be'ishar, excluding a gatehouse, a chazadra merpeset, type of porches. Tzuch shei be'ar ba'amas ala ba'amas has to be 4x4 amas. Mavilu shal cotton, even if it's from a cotton. Ve'im regil lit noitem be'vayis yidua. Now, if they are customarily put into a certain house, ein lem l'shal noisai b'lit me'vayis achad, they shouldn't change and put in another house. Me'ed darkashom, because it weighs a piece. But Phil has a continued dafresh lamed aleph cotton, even that of a cotton. The child could collect the erev and to gather together. The custom in today's times is lanicha erev, but it's a knesses. Put the erev in a shul, v'chinoga k'dmoni. That's how the early ones were accustomed. Nearly a time, it seems to me the reason. The erev in shalom, because our erev in yishlam didn't shituf has a lochav shituf and mevoyis. Vein tzorch lanich mevoyis there, and therefore does not have to be put into a residence. Finally, come on, so mission pay bob, mission pay design. Says the Mishabura, Siv Cotton Yod Chas. So the house that you put the Erev, in Tzachlit and Pas, although we said that everyone has to put, join them with bread, Sha'arei Ein Ha Erev, because the whole purpose of the Erev is Elashiach Shem Kilu Kul and Darnchem. It's as if they're all living over there. And that's the purpose of putting the bread. By Ha'arei Darnchem, he actually lives over there. He doesn't have to put the bread to make it as if he lives over there. Siv Cotton Yod Tas. It doesn't have to be that the heir should have the value of a pruter. Meaning, that's coming to the scoop in the one that says, Gemara, heir mishum kinyan. That the purpose of the heir is because of an acquisition. That is, Shabalabais maklam besa barapas, that as if the homeowner acquires to them his house because of the bread that they're giving. According to this, it requires Shabapas that it should be in the bread. Like upon that, leech shall be put the value of a pruter, that should be considered as money. So I'm telling you, the love mishum kinyahu. No, the purpose of the bread is not because of like an acquisition. El sheet of dir ba'almo, it's just like a joining of residence, and therefore it doesn't have to be worth a pruta. Zatam gapkim. But this reason also traveling dafka pas. If you give specifically bread, it's not sufficient with something else. Could go and kli kids by a vessel, something like that. Shein the michael, that's not a food. They could dir zal demu b'makom pita. The primary dwelling of a person is where his bread is. Because his mishpachas is all explained there in the Gemara. Sivkat and Chav, and Mechaber continues, says, and we don't put in the Chatzur, rather it has to be in the Ba'is that's rolled Dira, Lafuke Be'ishar, Bechulu, excluding all these cases. The Avagav and Shasun came button, because although they're made like homes, since there's a right of way for people to walk through for all the people of the Chatzur, because she would do, they're not considered as a proper dwelling, as a residence. Sivkat and Chavav, and they're also excluded in their Peset, which is Makum Gavai Bechatzur, it's a high area in the courtyard. And there's steps that go up to the upper stories. And this upper area is surrounded with in the structure and they dwell over there. Again, this is not considered as this like upper porch is not considered as a proper dwelling. And it needs to have arba amas halaba amas because the other roll the deer. Then that area we put in the bread, it's fit for residents. That's a minimum. Now, if it's wider than 4 amas, but it's narrower in its length, but there is what the square, they have the total square area of a 4x4. Then there's different opinion amongst the place, if that's considered a zero, and if it's appropriate, to put initially in a different house that's bigger, with the Shara Tzin, Lashi Gimel says, because the Pinu Magin Ram in Shin Tzadachet Sevkan Vav is inclined to hold like the Rosh Nachas Mezor, that you need the Afka, Arba Amis, Ba'orich, and Arba Amis in the Reich. That's what's been the Tazin, Traf Reish Lamadal, the Korn to his words, but they also, the Ram agrees to this, and that's what's been the Shulchan Acharav. Even though the Rabbi writes that we go to be lenient by Erevin, his words are not so clear, because where does he know that you go leniently initially in the place where there's other homes, because the Chatz is not cold, only when you have two bottom open inside of it, and it has to be literally advised.
Sivkatan Chav Gimel. So he said that the house has to be 4x4. Afafel hushal katan, Peter. Shabbayis shemenichem ha'erev. Even if the house, you put the erev in hushal katan, belongs to a minor. Kamash Malam, what we're teaching is the Leitim don't say that Tzarach Lachnas Lam Beis. What I mean, he has to transfer ownership of his house to them. Bekatan Labak Noihu, and the child is not someone who has the ability to transfer ownership. Kamash Malam is what we're saying. The same thing we said before. Lemishem Kinhu. It's not because of acquisition. Lemishem Dira. It's because of dwelling. Lakin Dibra Matlanich Avil Bebeis Katan. They're allowed to put even the house of a minor. Sibkun Chavdal. Now, if Regim Litna Tamid, if there's a house that they customarily put into Lafuke, that is excluding Lahugula Dain Lizabais, if they weren't yet accustomed to this house in Lahak, but then we don't care if Mishan by Sachi be switched to another house. But if it's custom, if it's already been habituated, then they shouldn't change it and put in another house. Even if they have a little bit of a reason for it, unless they have a great reason, then they're allowed to change it. But in general, there shouldn't be a change of litim b'vayisach and put in another house. And even if the original homeowner passes away, the Shartzian is Tezayin says that the Al Rabbi writes in the Zavis from Taisis, and specifically according to Rashi, that explains the reason because of Chashad, that they're going to suspect that they were carrying it out of Erev, for sure it applies even if the homeowner died, and that's a Shachan Rav Harav Paskin. However, from Mishami, but then the Mishnah, that Ma'arvim Bebeis Yashin, and that says Ubedayu Yashin, according to the way the Karban Eda explained it, it sounds like that if the Baal Bais dies, and for sure if he sold it, then they're not Mechuyib to place the Erev over there in Tzarchi, and this requires further analysis. But says Mishmur further, he says, even if the second person gives money to the people of the courtyard, to like, okay, he wants his chus to put in his house, even if the Talmudic scholar, Rishnam Arts, and the original guy is ignoramus, if in the beginning when they gave it, they stipulated to change, then they're allowed to change, says the Knesset Gedolah. Beshem Achrem Shem Havakim is the Achrem that pick on this. Sivkat and Chavdain. So they shouldn't change and put another house when they Dach Hashem because it weighs a piece. Now, in the Dach Hashem, the idea of Dach Hashem over here, Hum Shem Chashad says the Gemara, that's because of suspicion. Well, Perish Rashi explains, Hoyle Vahukal Eir, but since the Eir has already been accustomed to be in that house, and Basel Hashem is going to come to change the place, and the Chnas Lois Abayis, whoever's going to come into that house, well, Yerusham Eir, they're not going to see the Eir over there. Yachshud Lebnei Achatz, they're going to respect the people of the courtship and tell them the Eir, that they carry on an Eir. The Shard Sinai Sutchez says what it means to say is that through that it's going to come to Machlaikis. Now, but Taisa's Pirshur, and Taisa explained the Chashadahu, it's a suspicion, Shechshul Balabai Zed, they're going to suspect this homeowner, Shechgan the Pasman the Erev, and that was what the discussion we said, if he dies, you know, do you have these Enyan Manad, that they're going to suspect this Balabai, Shechgan the Pasman the Erev, that he stole bread from the Erev, and that's why they took it out to be in another house. And therefore it's going to come to fight with them. Now, the Pirish Rashi to Rashi about the Yishlach, one for sure has to be stringent. Even if he sells the house to someone else, not to change the place of the Erev, because it's just that, you know, people are not going to see the Erev, they're not going to know. But however, according to Taisa's interpretation, it's possible to say that no, they're not going to suspect the buyer. They said the fact that the Erev was taken out of his house. It was never in his personal possession, even though it was in this original house. But Sharatin Asyutaz says in the Shulchan Aruch Rabbah, it's muchach, even according to Taisis, there is an element of suspicion, like why don't they want this new buyer to have it? Says Mishmur further, he says, Mehina calls it. Now this is all be'erev, and the Erev Shadarka L'nich Ha'isa B'bayis B'chinim, that they generally put in the house for free. Chokiyitz B'zeh or anything similar to that. But something that you have to pay money for, then they could change to give it to someone else. And even if they're the second person, they also have to pay money for that. With the Sharatzin, as Chafal said, because just in such a case, there's no chashad, there's no suspicion that they're going to say, oh, up until now, they wanted to benefit this homeowner, and now they want to benefit some other person to give him the financial stipend. Says Mishburi says the Bchol Gam now in all cases in Avim Nasim Vayisach if they did violate this halacha and they put it into another house Imachim Leitz Misham did not obligate to take it out from there. I mean, however, Manais and Ritzel Achzer if the one that gave wants to back out the Litn Makom Shai Ragam Atchilan to put in the place where they normally did Hershus Biyadi he has the option to do that. Makom Makom Mevet Tzorchin Lamaisa this requires further analysis in practice says Makom Rambam named the Knesset Gedolah, which is Shard Tzin Ois. Chavbei says, look in the Knesset Gedolah. It's obvious over there that this that it concludes that it requires Tzorchin. It's only on the last halacha that he writes Umiyu. So it says, a pillar among the Ram that he leaves this out. Maybe he deliberately left it out because he holds that if it's a custom in the second house, then he has no permission to take it out because then there is suspicion on him. And it's not a custom that he holds that you have to take it out. Because in the second one, there is no chashad if you take it out from him because it wasn't Hurgal boy, which is not the case on the first one. It was already Hurgal, so there's chashad when you're not going to put back the air over there. Siv cotton chavchas, the fill of cotton, and even the miner could go and collect the erev. Everything is like the same reason like we mentioned before. Because Eir is not because of acquisition. By that you would have to have someone intelligent to make the acquisitions. Although the action of a minor has no significance. You don't need a significance. The Eir happens on its own because when it's placed in the house. However, through a non-Jew, initially you're not allowed to gather like that. The chashu lignim because he suspected he's going to steal lahakliv teibara and to exchange something good for something bad. Sivkan chav test. The Rama said the minig bezman hazeh is to place an eriv in the shul, and that's how the minig of the kamayin was. And he said when eriv tam machul, he said the reason is because our eriv really has a lacha b'shituv in mevayis, and you don't have to put it into a base deer. What it means to say is Avpisha basically says, even though a shul in a royal deer in the Kedushas is not fit for dwelling because of its sanctity, a deer is a place where you eat for us, Allah, basically, and Allah in shul, and I'm learning them from, if not for those who learn them, they come as a simkof and Allah, one should still maintain the minik, the custom, like he concludes, because it's Sha'irvin Shalano, our Avin, Yeshlam din Shetuvim Avais has Allah of a sheet of a Maboy, not just of a Chatzim, Rabbi Maboy, the Hainu, Shekola, Chatzim, Rabbatim, Shabbat Maboy, all the courtyards and the homes in the Maboy, Mishtaf and Yachabay, they join together in this Arab. And the sheet of Mabba does not have to be put in the dwelling place. Actually, it just has to be in the protected area. Sivkan Lama, and that is in Sakhla Nibu Bez Dira, not to put in an apartment. If he's according to this, in basic Nis Nishal Bez Dira, that a shul is not considered as an apartment. Chashvin Lebe considered Rakachatzar, Shutvin, like a courtyard of partners. Mutla Taltim, and Lachatzachers, and then you let her carry from it to another courtyard, believe Erev Chatzers without Erev Chatzers. Because the Chala Chatzers, the Shasachas, all the courtyards are one domain, and the shul is not considered as like a Bez. With the Shartin, as Chavav says, and even through the Mabay, if it's only fixed like the halacha with halacha b'kari, even though they didn't make a sheet with it, because it's not forbidden to carry out from the chatzah to the mabay, only the vessels that start out in the bayis, not those that start out in the chatzah. And the Shartzin and Chabzayin says, I'm sure that you're allowed to carry out from the shul to its own chatzah itself, even though there's one apartment over there in the chatzah, because the basic is not considered just but like a chatzah, and to the one base dira, we don't require a chatzah as well known. It's only when there's two batim. The halacha in the Ramaschal Lafuka Beishar, that has to be a house that's Roy Ladira, which excludes a gatehouse. Now, the Mechabes Seisim regarding this is unspecific. It does not differentiate between a public or a private gatehouse. And he's going after the Shittas Rambam, the Pasuk regarding the placing in the air, that even an individual's gatehouse, you can't put it there. Look at Rishayim and Shinayim, that he's lengthy regarding this. However, many Pasuk disagree on this, and they hold that regarding the placing in the air, you could put it in the individual's gatehouse, like the gear that we have in our Gemara, that pay him on the base, look over there. Hoping to be a grad, sounds like the Pin Mechab is also like this, that the name of the Beis Shar is only by a public Beis Shar, but that of an individual is not including the Beis Shar, and the Ritz that's also been in the Rif, also like this. The Masal Abba Abbas al Abba Amas has to be 4x4 squared Amas. Tzayis Shabbos writes that if the room is if the small room is within a large room, then even if it's not 4x4, you place over the Eir over here because you remove the perimeter of the small one. That's as if it's placed in the large room. Something like we have in the beginning is Shin Pei Vav. We're going to shoot the voice like over there, and he writes that the same thing is if the small one is breached totally to the bigger one, then it's as if it's just a corner of the large room, and as if it's in the big room. As brought in Simon and Hay regarding combining a minion, look over there in Tosfos Shabbos. Now, according to my understanding, says the Bnei Halacha, the first halacha is not muchach, because up until now Rashi doesn't write over there that you're moving the perimeter, etc., only because of the svara that's not going to make it worse, because you made mechitzas because of the airspace of the chatzah is also worse, as brought over there in Lashon HaGemara, Lagur Mechatzar. It's not the case over here that you need to have a bias for a ladira, and for that, maybe you could say that since you put the air within narrow mechitzas that don't have dal adal, it's not effective, and it's not applicable to say over here, my gari, for sure it's worse, because without the walls, it would have been a makom ladira, and now that you put it within mechitzas, you cannot live over there. So he said, Lutarchi and Lamaisa, requires further analysis. And the Maskel, Benir Liatam, Mas says, what's the reason? Because our Erev really has a lacha shetuv mavois. Now the Bach and Shin Pei Vav asked that since this Erev that we joined together all the homes of residents, it's Erev and shetuv together, for sure you would have to put in a base dira and not in the shul. And the Vilna Gaon, the Siman is intending to resolve this, that the batim are permitted because of migui. That is, since the Erev helps that you put in the shul to permit the chatzayas and the mavoi, it also helps to permit the batim in the chatzah, the homes in the courtyard, and similar as brought in the Gemara, look over there, and that's the Prim Gwen writes also in Shin Pei Zayin, look over there. Some of the deer shoes Dishonot number 22. If one landlord has two apartments in the courtyard, and they put the bread of the Eruv in the house where he doesn't live there, it's possible that if he doesn't give bread, it'll be forbidden at least because of his second apartment. Chaznesh writes that even the apartment that he doesn't eat there is considered like a chatzar. However, it would be effective to place up with the Eruv, and it's possible that since he put up with the Eruv, so it turns into a house. However, the Ikka of this halacha not really so common today, because without that, we're mezakeh the pas, the bread of the Eruv, to all those who live over there. Edition number 24. It said the Beishar doesn't work because everyone has a right of way. Everyone in the courtyard has a right of way through it. For example, it's like with the entry way to the building, that even if it's surrounded with walls and you could live over there, you can't put the bread of the area over there because this area where all the residents walk through is the Beishar of the Rabbim. This number 25 has to be 4x4 amas. According to Chaim, no, that's 1.92 by 1.92 meter. According to Chaznish, it's 2.32 squared. So other shitas and say for me, this number 26, it's around 4x4 is around 7 feet by 7 feet. Depends on the shitas. This number 26, to place an Erev on Sukkos, in a Sukkah, that the measurement is 7 by 7 Tvachim, the Atzah Al-Moygim is Vachadish, it's effective, because since it's Royal Mitzvah, so even though it's not Dal Adal, it will work. Just note number 27, if the size of the room is Dal by Dal Ramas, but there are cabinets, or things like that are attached to the ground, Shana Lachas writes, it's possible that the cabinets minimize the measurement of the apartment, even regarding the place of putting down the Erev. That's according to what the Chaznish discusses regarding a workplace. If the machines and the benches that are attached to the ground and they're permanent over there minimize the apartment from the share of Dalai Lamas. On the other hand, the Sefer Chebes Adar, he writes that the cabinets of the wall or the marble in the kitchen, which function for those who live in the house, they're secondary to the house, and they don't minimize, and that's as written in Shuvas Marsham. Just number 28, Shabbat said this day, there's opinions amongst the place commit regarding squaring the 4x4, the total square area. Chaznish comes out regarding Erev, you have to have Dafka 4x4 square Amos, and the length does not supplement the width, and that's how the Chaznish comes out regarding Mezuzah also. Edition number 29. He said, therefore, Mishbur says it's appropriate to put it like a tchila in a house that's bigger. Now, if you have in the courtyard only two homes, one is four larger amas, and the other one is four constricted amas. Teis Shabbos writes in the Mon of Shach, you could put the Erev in the house that is constricted dalet amas, because if it has the share of a dira, I mean, if you have to have a share of a larger four amas, comes out that the chazal only has one house, and then you don't have to make an eruv. So, Maman v'shoch, you'd be able to put it even in the smaller one. Edition number 30, we said you could even put it in the house of a minor, so to in a house that's hefker. Chaznes writes that according to everyone, you can put the eruv over there because eruv is because of dira. It doesn't have to be any ownership. Edition number 31, regarding people that have a chazaka and a mitzvah. Kavachayim brings from the words of the Paiskim, and Archaim Kofnun Gimel, that you cannot take from them their schus of the mitzvah without any reason. And therefore, you cannot remove a sheikhid or a baltakeya or something like that from his chazaka, only if you find something wrong. Chubis Rebbe Gvegi writes that the halach of a chazaka be mitzvahs is only by mitzvahs that you need to do with the agreement of the community, like belonging to the sheifer. And someone who already is positioned in that, so it's as if he received from the tzibur the schus to do them, and therefore someone else cannot just take his schus. But mitzvahs, you don't have to have the agreement of the community to fulfill them. For example, let's say to teach Torah, there's no halacha of chazaka. Look at Shabbat Zir Makil, Shabbat Zir Makil, that they learned regarding this halacha of chazaka and mitzvahs. Edition number 32, this halacha, that however, it helps to make a condition that you could change, then you're allowed to change. In Chuvas Chakir Levi, he writes that Davka, if you say that the Isser to change is because of Darchi Shalom, is Midrabanan. And so to with this reason, if they do Shalei Kalocha, and they take Eiv out of his house, they don't have to put it back over there the way Mishnah from Paskins and Sifkon Chabzayin. Chuvas Ranach, he writes that this is to change Darchi Shalom is actually Minat Torah. According to his words, you're not allowed to stipulate from the beginning that you want to change because it's Masna Mashna because of the Torah, stipulating against what the Torah says. And so if they violate and they take Eiv out of his house, you do have to put it back. Just number 33, Mishnah brought that the idea of Darchi Shalom is because of Chashad. Another reason why it's forbidden to change the place of the Eiv, the Rambam writes in his Pirush Mishnayos, is because this house has the benefit that the house that you put the Eiv doesn't have to put bread. Therefore, you can't make him have that loss. Morgan Ram asked, because in the Gemara, Gittin of Samach Bez, you see that the reason because of Chashad. But Shekhar writes that the Ram had a different Girsa, and instead of Chashadah, the Girsa was Hana. There's number 34. Mishbu said, according to Taisis, possible to say that on the Lekech, there would be no Chashad. And so, according to the reason that of the Rambam that we just mentioned before, that you're not allowed to change because the house has Hana, and Morgan Ram writes that you're allowed to change from the buyer because this buyer never had the schuz of this Hana. Issue number 35. Ramos said the minig is manzet to put the Eiv in the shul. Now, if the shul is out of the area that's surrounded with mechitzas, Taz writes that then the Eiv Rechitzes would not be effective. That's the Mishnah writes in Shin Samaches of Kot Mem, and the Magrum Lachrainim. That's the Chazanish comes out of Lalacha. On the other hand, the Eben Ezer writes, the Shitzer Rambam, regarding two Chatzers that are near each other, and there's a wall between them, and there's a tree that's near this wall. And he makes it a ladder for the wall that they could make an Eiv together as one, even though you now go on the tree on Shabbos. And his reason is because the Isra to go on the tree on Shabbos is Isra Bon, and the worm goes on Isra Bon Rabbeinu Shmash. It comes to Rabbeinu Shmashes, which is the time when the Eiv takes effect. If you're allowed to go on the tree, and therefore the Eiv takes effect, so to over here, since Rabbeinu Shmash was permitted to carry to the shul, that the Shittim voice takes effect, and you're allowed to carry throughout the whole city. Chubbis Nabi Huda asks on the words of the Avonai, and Chubbis Rabbi Kveg is not sure we're going to Lachal Maisa, this comes to Chemnis to say it's forbidden. In the case where the basic Knesset is within the area of the Erev, but they didn't make a ticket for the Mavois where the Lecha occurred, Chubbis Chacham Tzvi writes, which Mishbu brings in Shem Samachis of Katmem, that not to put the Erev in the shul that opens up to the Mavois. Shartin explains his reasoning, since the area that's surrounded, they weren't Mesakin the Mavois, only the Chatzeres, so it doesn't take effect on the bread, a name of Shittu of Mavois, only the name of Chatzeres, and the bread of Chatzeres has to be in the base deer, and the basic Knesset, not a base deer. Edition number 36, in the case where they place the Erev in the basic Knesset, and then the government closes the entryway to the basic Knesset with a seal because of the debt that they owe to the government, Chubbis Nei Debuda writes that even though there's room to say that the Issa breaking the seal on Shabbos is only Isra Abundant, and they weren't going on the Issa B'nishmash, if that's the case, B'nishmash, they could have gotten to the bread of the Erev. However, he says to say it's forbidden because since from the Gzer of the Malchus, from the decree of the government, you're not allowed to break the seal. Who's going to have the death? So you'd open up the seal that was sealed through the king's officers. And if that's the case, it comes out that even by Benesh Moshe, they were not able to get to the bread of the Arab, and therefore the Arab does not take effect. And that's the truth of Netzadik, that the basic Knesset that the governor closed because it's almost ready to collapse. You're not allowed to put over the Arab, however, in Shubas Bar Levoy, he writes to permit this. Dish number 37. Even to collect the bread of the Eiv through a monkey, Tosfos Shabbos writes as permitted. You don't have to have some intelligence. Dish number 38, not a goy because he's suspected to steal and to change what's good for bad. Another reason that the Nachri cannot gather the pas, Tosfos Shabbos writes in the name of a Yeshemim, is because it's possible to make Eiv Chatzeres through someone that can be mizaka to all of them and that cannot be mizaka through a Nachri, and therefore even when you gather the bread from all of them, you don't gather through a non-Jew. And he adds on that according to this reasoning, also through a monkey, it would be forbidden to gather. Dish number 39, Mishbura said, the Ramah had said, "Nila Atam, our Erevin has an halacha shetuv mavois." Another reason the Prima Gadim writes says it's better to put the Erevin shul because you put in a house, you have to be concerned that maybe by Rinesh Masha is going to be a dead person, but then the Kanim cannot go into where the place of the bread is, and then the Erevin will not help for them, and it will be forbidden on all of them. Additionally, in dish number 40, we said the basic thing is not considered as a base deer. Now, if someone buys place in the shul, the opinion of Ibn Ezer over here is that a basic Knesset is considered as a Mokam Dira. Whoever buys over there the name of a place. According to this, he writes another reason why it's better to put the Erev in the Shul, because if you don't put it over there, they have to be concerned that maybe there are people that bought over their place, and now they don't live in the city. Comes out that they did not make an Erev with the people of the city, and it would be forbidden to carry out from the Shul to the Chatzar. When you put the Erev in the Shul, you don't have to be concerned with that, because a house where you put the Erev, you don't have to put bread over there. Rabbi Eben Eliezer writes that this is all according to Shiddur Rashi and Eben that payment Aleph, that holds that even the churva or the base of Tevin that are not place of eating, and those that don't open to place of eating, they don't make the chatzah mashutef is forbidden if they open up to it. However, you cannot carry from the chatzah inside of them, kelim that started off in a house of a different dweller. According to his words, you could say that a basic nes is not worse than the base of Tevin, and it's forbidden even for those that are remedied with mechitzes, and the Erev to carry from the house to the shul, since it's a place that has dwellers, even for those that didn't make an Erev. Now, there's a holds a halacha like Rashi, and therefore should put the Erev in the shul, so to include the Erev also those who daven in the shul. However, the opinion of Taisis is that since there's no eaters over here, and there's no permission to have over the diurim, therefore you're allowed to carry from the chatzah to it, and there's no itzah from Rishos L'shus, and that's a bi'alacha paskin shenayin vav. According to this, there's no istar to carry to a shul, even without an Erev. Look at Chaznish that he writes that those who daven in the shul, that they live in a place that is not surrounded with mechitzes with the shul, they make it forbidden to carry to the shul. Chaznish says in his words, doesn't explain if that's difficult to this Rashi, and say, Bashan Allah is paskins like this Ladina. Sounds like that he understood that this Allah is also appropriate according to Taisis, because in Shanai Vav, he writes to be lean like Taisis. However, if it's possible, the words of Chaznish are difficult to this Rashi, because in the earliest among them, he says to be machal like Rashi, and only in Simon Tzadi Dalin and Tzadi Vav, is he machri to be leaned like Taisis. Dirshu number 44. Halacha wrote a tzarchin on when the smaller room is in the bigger room. Now, in the Kavanah Teisa Shabbos, Trevis Mechazis writes, based on the words of Gemara Sukkot of Gimel Mebeis, that a house that does not have Dalal Amas, Dalal Amas is considered like Amid Lisasas, that it's ready to be demolished, because not really Dira. So, to over here, the smaller room is ready to be demolished, and therefore it's considered as if the Erev is really in the bigger room. Dirshu number 45. That the Vilna Gaon was trying to answer the Bach's question. Chaznish writes that the words of Be'er Lachanam Adukta, because the Bach asks, according to the one who holds that you don't rely on Shituv Makam Erev, whereas the words of the Vilna Gaon are only according to the one who says that we rely on Shituv B'Makam Erev.